Insurgent attacks in Iraq are one reason why there's been a dramatic increase in terrorism worldwide. The government has released new statistics. Those numbers are normally part of the State Department's annual report on terrorism. This year, they are posted on a private website, and the State Department's report just analyzes the trends. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
At a hastily arranged news conference yesterday, State Department Counselor Philip Zelikow and the interim head of the new National Counterterrorism Center, John Brennan, tried to dispel the notion they had something to hide. Zelikow urged reporters not to read too much into the figures that were announced.
The statistics are simply not valid for any inference about the progress, either good or bad, of American policy. I think that's the honest answer.
But the pressure was on both men to explain a big jump in terrorist activity last year, with a more than threefold increase to 651 significant attacks. More than 1,900 people were killed as a result of terrorism in 2004, with some of the deadliest attacks in Madrid, Spain, Beslan, Russia, and in Iraq. Brennan, who says he posted the data on www.tkb.org, says he had more analysts counting this year.
This increased level of effort allowed a much deeper review of far more information and, along with Iraq, are the primary reasons for the significant growth in a number of terrorist incidents being reported.
But terrorism expert Raphael Pearl of the Congressional Research Service isn't buying it.
Now, you can argue that terrorism is not going up. We're just more focused on it, so the media picks it up and people are aware of it. But I don't think that is entirely the case. I mean, more people are dying, more people are being injured. Al-Qaeda is becoming more decentralized all over the world. There's no question in my mind that terrorism is becoming more widespread, more deadly, and more frequent.
Terrorism experts say bureaucratic squabbling was behind the confusion about this year's reporting. Last year, the State Department had to reissue its terrorism report after intelligence officials gave state bad data. So this year, the State Department decided to simply avoid issuing statistics at all, raising complaints from Congressman Henry Waxman, a California Democrat.
This time particularly, I think state didn't want it because it just showed that the war on terrorism was not the great success that they would have us believe.
He said he was pleased the government released the data in the end. Waxman says the terrorism reports are important for policymakers in the U.S. and around the world.
It gives us a sense that of what's going on. Iraq, of course, was the biggest increase in terrorist attacks, but attacks doubled in Afghanistan, Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank. So we get a sense that maybe information we already knew, but we can give some perspective to it.
Brennan of the National Counterterrorism Center says his team is working on a more comprehensive database that he believes will be more useful. So far, he says, experts have been using out-of-date definitions of international terrorism. He cited some anomalies in the latest report. For instance, last August, two Russian airliners were downed, but only one was considered an act of international terrorism because a foreign citizen was aboard. And in Iraq, the 201 incidents reported were only those in which a non-Iraqi civilian was wounded or killed. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.